Hello, I'm Bishop Whalen. I'm one of the auxiliary bishops of the Archdiocese of New York, and I'm the vicar for clergy in New York and the vicar for Manhattan. And first, I'm grateful to all of you who would be watching this video, and I was saying to those making it, we should have someone put the subtitles so you can understand the New York accent. But that's part of my story of the Eucharist. When I was a youngster, my home parish was Blessed Sacrament on Staten Island. And because of that, the Sisters of Charity who taught in the school were very strong on us really appreciating the role of the Eucharist in our lives. So part of being in Blessed Sacrament was we always had exposition and benediction on Friday afternoon after Stations of the Cross. So when you look back at a day when there were probably 1,000 kids in the school in those days, and we all knew all the hymns, all the things that were there, but you'd have the 1,000 kids in the parish church, the Blessed Sacrament exposed, and all of us perfectly quiet. That's an amazing thing. That sort of seeped into me. Later on, when I was in high school, I got a job. I was one of the maintenance guys and on the parish property. And one of the things I had to do was buff the floor of the church every Friday afternoon to make sure it looked good for the weekend. So I was fortunate because I had about an hour and a half every Friday afternoon just quietly buffing the floor, just me and the Eucharist. And that was one of the great times that I learned the gift of being silent with the Eucharist. And all there was the sound of the buffing machine. And it would just go back and forth. And it seemed to be pointless because you knew the first person that walked down that aisle, they were gonna scuff up the floor. And all that you had done seemed to be for nothing. But you'd buff the floor and you'd take out all the scuff marks and the floor would look beautiful afterwards. And there was a great time of just being able to be quiet with God and just talk to Him. A lot of times just be with Him. And I knew I was halfway through the church because the window on one side was St. Bonaventure and the window on the other side was St. Charles Borromeo. And both of them had great teachings. I later found on, I didn't know at that time, but I later found on had great teaching on the Eucharist, particularly St. Charles Borromeo, on the role of the Eucharist as the heart of the church, but it first had to be in the heart of the priest. And I learned that buffing the floor. Later on, when I had the great gift of being able to go back and teach at the high school where I had been a student, taught for a while, then I was principal, 800,000 boys, teenage boys, and when we would have mass in the gym, it was sort of a, let's see if this works. And I said, fellas, let's all just take some time and be quiet with the gift of Jesus in the Eucharist. Now try to imagine 800, 1,000 teenage boys perfectly quiet. And they spent time together. Time together as brothers, Farrell brothers we used to all call each other, with Jesus our brother. And afterwards, after the first time we did it, so many of them said, that was great, I never did that before. Interestingly, end of the year, we come to the end of the year communion breakfast. And I said to the parents, now you're going to see what we do every month at Mass. And I'd ask you to do the same with us, to be quiet with the Eucharist. The guys were perfectly quiet. Parents weren't. Afterwards, the kids came up and apologized that their parents didn't know that yet. Next communion breakfast, perfect silence. The young people taught their parents to pray. So one of the things that I hope will come from this Eucharistic renewal and revival that's coming is that we'll once again appreciate the gift of being silent with Jesus, taking some time with Him, being with Him, talking to Him like you were walking down the block with Him, or just sitting with Him. And I always think as I'm sitting there of my first mission, my first assignment after ordination. And there were four big stone churches in a row in one of the suburban towns, Rye, New York. And the church next to us, the minister who had been there would always come over and sit in the back of Resurrection. And the elderly pastor at the time, Monsignor McMahon, he one time went up and asked him, he said, why do you come here to pray? And the minister said, because He's here. You have Him. We don't. Do we as Catholics appreciate that? So maybe what we could do, maybe make a deal for amongst ourselves. Let's try to do three things. first, let's each of us go back to the old make a visit. Some of us remember what that was. To make a visit with the Eucharist and just sit there. Spend some time there. Either quietly, just being with God, or maybe spending some time telling God how your day is going. Second, maybe bring someone in your family with you, especially those of you who are parents, grandparents. Bring the little ones with you. Tell them the stories of the windows, the stories of the saints. When I was helping out in parishes in the Bronx, I used to love to watch the elderly Italian grandmas bring the children in and tell them all the stories about the saints. And the one that was always the best was, there was St. Francis and the Wolf of Gubbio. And this one lady used to bring a biscuit, and the grandson would be able to leave the biscuit for the wolf. That's the reality of our faith. And then third, invite somebody who's distanced from the Eucharist, for whatever reason. Invite them just to come with you to make that visit. Because with some quiet time with God, you may be the one that helps them to realize that Jesus buffs the scuff marks out of all our lives and gives us the gift of his enduring presence. Thank you for your faithfulness to the Eucharist. May God's blessing be upon you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.